But I'm joined in the studio by Harry and the Chicks, and that's Harry and Nicole. So good morning.
Hello.
Just done a warm-up already, sounding amazing. You've got a few people listening out there as well.
Yeah, hope so.
Any name checks or anything, or no?
Hello, Mum.
Always got to say hello to Mum. Tell us about how you both started in music.
We like music, and so that's always a good start. So I started off in a band, and then we played the S6, the Undiscovered, that's the one. And so we played through there, and that's where I met Harry. What's your story?
So I started writing when I was 12, and I went to Fretboard Warriors guitar school, learned guitar, taught myself piano. Then I met Nicole at Undiscovered when I won it in 2018. And she was in a band called Let's Be Strange. She's still in that band. I've actually got a Let's Be Strange Plectrum here. I asked Nicole to play at my EP launch, and then ever since then I've just been like, Nicole, please play with me.
You started on YouTube as well at 12 years old. How did that help with your music?
Well, it meant that I could like get my music out across the world, I guess. It is a slogging experience. You got to put up a lot of content. It's like helped me like make videos and stuff, because I make my own music videos, so there's that.
Now, you've both played at amazing venues. You've been at the Garage Hybrid in Islington, O2 Academy and stuff. What was it like playing venues like that? Because it's all right playing local ones, because they're great. We must say Essex is fabulous for music, but going into London is a little bit different.
Well, when I played the Garage in the O2, I was about 16. So I, at the time, was supporting a band called Dead Baby Birds, which ended up being my band. So that's why I'm called Harry and the Chicks, because I was like, oh, what shall I call it? Oh, Harry and the Chicks, because of Dead Baby Birds. So, so I was just supporting them when I was like 16, and they were quite prestigious venues. They were quite, I think they were pretty much sold out. So it was a lot of fun at the time. I got a lot out of it.
Oh, you're going to play a song. Tell us about the first track you're going to play.
Well, these are actually not released yet. It will be on my debut album. But this is called Stop Sending Poetry to My Boyfriend. It's about a girl who went to my boyfriend's uni and, well, she sent him poetry on Valentine's Day.
No. No.
Yeah.
Did you reply back? Or
did I reply back? Oh, I just wrote this song.
Well, there you go. If you're listening out there, don't send poetry to other people's boyfriends is the motto for the story. Here we go.